You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
In November, you forgot about that, didn't you? Well, it was created in 2001 with the idea that most men don't know their way around the kitchen and aren't familiar with cooking. So it's a chance for them to learn and give their spouse or girlfriend a break. Now, there's a few rules to follow, like men have to go shopping for all the ingredients and clean up as they go. Men are also encouraged to share recipes at menmakedinnerday.com and on social media using the hashtag menmakedinnerday. I'm Ron Taylor.
For USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:06, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. 66 degrees, overcast skies, calm winds, 10% chance of precipitation. Today is Friday, October 6, 2015. Mostly cloudy today. Near record high temperatures, though. A high near 75. Wind south-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. A few clouds and areas of patchy fog for tonight. Low 55. Winds west-southwest at 5 to 10. Cloudy skies and a high of 63 tomorrow. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 as well. Sunday the 8th, a mainly sunny sky, 58. Sunny and 60 on Monday. Partly cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower. And a high of 62 on Tuesday. And Wednesday the 11th, sun and a few passing clouds, 67. Isn't it amazing? I can remember snowstorms in Thanksgiving, and here we are in spring weather. I am not complaining. Not complaining, Mother Nature. 67 in White House. 67 in Reddington. 64 at the County Complex. 67 in Alexandria. 65 up in Phillipsburg. 67 down in East Amwell, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
Thank you.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C, you're coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse. The Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over there. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Actually, I should have been playing this theme song during the expo, because that's how crazy it was. Why? Well, you know, it's funny how you associate a piece of music with a certain character or experience. Well, if anybody recalls the Benny Hill show, this song was part of that skit, some skit in there every week. And so the rushing around of like putting together an expo or taking apart an expo seems to coincide with that. Well, we're really playing it for because today is saxophone day. So I got a couple of cuts from some great saxophone artists, and we'll be playing those throughout some of the show. Lots of other things to do. It is 10 after 8, though. So first things first, I got to get you traffic. All right, we got all that taken care of. Let's go and check out the traffic report and see what's going on with our Hunterdon County roads. I had HRTTM.com. I use them all the time. And they were over there at the expo. So that was kind of cool. I didn't get a chance to speak with them, though. I've spoken to some of the folks over at the expo as well. And it's pretty cool to talk with them. And it looks like my music is giving me grief. So let's just get right over to the expo. To the HERTTMA.com alerts and get you that information rather than waiting for my cool music to show up. And the good news is I don't have anything right now. So everything's quiet out there. Why don't you do me a favor, though? And we're going to have patchy fog throughout the next couple of days, especially because we are experiencing the warm temperatures. So when you hit fog, you need to do this. You need to make sure that you are, in fact, driving with low beams. And there's my music. Got it. And driving with low beams and making sure you're driving a little further behind the car in front of you. Aside from that, I don't have any traffic report right now. There is nothing out there. HERTTV.com gives me my alerts. Register with them. You can get them on email, on your smartphone, or you can follow them on Twitter and then send them through quick text. That's Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. So what is going on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have Alan Liddell coming on over here from Raritan Valley Community College. Alan brings us all the information about the theater over there at Raritan Valley. Did you know that that the RVCC has a theater and has a complete season of events? Well, you're going to be surprised because Alan's going to bring not only the story behind it all, but also the current season, which just started.
So you're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Politicians standing with violent criminal illegal aliens.
That's Senator Ted Cruz on the Senate floor pushing for Kate's Law, named in honor of Catherine Steinle, who was murdered in July by a five-time deportee.
And this fight is far from over. That is why I intend to call up Kate's Law for its urgent and immediate passage in the United States Senate.
But 100% approval was needed for the law to pass. Here enters Senator Reid.
The new mandatory minimum sentences bill would create would have a crippling financial effect. This is yet another attack on the immigrant community.
In a Rasmussen poll, 56% support a 5-year minimum for an illegal immigrant felon who returns to the U.S. after deportation. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Radio News.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dr. Ben Carson is responding to charges that he made up stories about his violent past growing up. The Republican presidential candidate told Fox News' The Kelly Files that the person he claims to have tried to stab as a youth doesn't want to be identified.
It was a close relative of mine, and I didn't want to put their lives under the spotlight. This is something that I've decided to do.
Carson also wrote about an incident where he threatened his mother with a hammer. A CNN reporter attempting to verify the candidate's stories spoke with 9 former friends and neighbors of Carson. None of those people could recall the stories. Well, Thursday was National Men Make Dinner Day. In an effort for men to discover items in the kitchen other than the refrigerator handle, USA's Ron Taylor explains what Men Make Dinner Day is really all about.
Well, guys, the time has come. Time for you to take over in the kitchen and give her a break. You see, today is National Men Make Dinner Day, celebrated every year on the first Thursday in November. You forgot about that, didn't you? Well, it was created in 2001 with the idea that most men don't know their way around the kitchen and aren't familiar with cooking. So it's a chance for them to learn and give their spouse or girlfriend a break. Now, there's a few rules to follow, like men have to go shopping for all the ingredients and clean up as they go. Men are also encouraged to share recipes at menmakedinnerday.com and on social media using the hashtag #MenMakeDinnerDay. I'm Ron Taylor.
For USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:06, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. 66 degrees, overcast skies, calm winds, 10% chance of precipitation. Today is Friday, October 6, 2015. Mostly cloudy today. Near record high temperatures, though. A high near 75. Wind south-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. A few clouds and areas of patchy fog for tonight. Low 55. Winds west-southwest at 5 to 10. Cloudy skies and a high of 63 tomorrow. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 as well. Sunday the 8th, a mainly sunny sky, 58. Sunny and 60 on Monday. Partly cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower. And a high of 62 on Tuesday. And Wednesday the 11th, sun and a few passing clouds, 67. Isn't it amazing? I can remember snowstorms in Thanksgiving, and here we are in spring weather. I am not complaining. Not complaining, Mother Nature. 67 in White House. 67 in Reddington. 64 at the County Complex. 67 in Alexandria. 65 up in Phillipsburg. 67 down in East Amwell, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C, you're coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street in the old courthouse. The Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Actually, I should have been playing this theme song during the expo, because that's how crazy it was. Why? Well, you know, it's funny how you associate a piece of music with a certain character or experience. Well, if anybody recalls the Benny Hill show, this song was part of that skit, some skit in there every week. And so the rushing around of like putting together an expo or taking apart an expo seems to coincide with that. Well, we're really playing it for because today is saxophone day. So I got a couple of cuts from some great saxophone artists, and we'll be playing those throughout some of the show. Lots of other things to do. It is 10 after 8, though. So first things first, I got to get you traffic. All right, we got all that taken care of. Let's go and check out the traffic report and see what's going on with our Hunterdon County roads. I had HRTTMA.com. I use them all the time. And they were over there at the expo. So that was kind of cool. I didn't get a chance to speak with them, though. I've spoken to some of the folks over at the expo as well. And it's pretty cool to talk with them. And it looks like my music is giving me grief. So let's just get right over to the expo. To the HERTTMA.com alerts and get you that information rather than waiting for my cool music to show up. And the good news is I don't have anything right now, so everything's quiet out there. Why don't you do...
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Politicians standing with violent criminal illegal aliens.
That's Senator Ted Cruz on the Senate floor pushing for Kate's Law, named in honor of Catherine Steinle, who was murdered in July by a five-time deportee.
And this fight is far from over. That is why I intend to call up Kate's Law. for its urgent and immediate passage in the United States Senate.
But 100% approval was needed for the law to pass. Here enters Senator Reid.
The new mandatory minimum sentences bill would create would have a crippling financial effect. This is yet another attack on the immigrant community.
In a Rasmussen poll, 56% support a five-year minimum for an illegal immigrant felon who returns to the U.S. after deportation. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Radio News.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dr. Ben Carson is responding to charges that he made up stories about his violent past growing up. The Republican presidential candidate told Fox News' The Kelly Files that the person he claims to have tried to stab as a youth doesn't want to be identified.
It was a close relative of mine, and I didn't want to put their lives under the spotlight. This is something that I've decided to do.
Carson also wrote about an incident where he threatened his mother with a hammer. A CNN reporter attempting to verify the candidate's stories spoke with 9 former friends and neighbors of Carson. None of those people could recall the stories. Well, Thursday was National Men Make Dinner Day. In an effort for men to discover items in the kitchen other than the refrigerator handle, USA's Ron Taylor explains what Men Make Dinner Day is really all about.
Well, guys, the time has come. Time for you to take over in the kitchen and give her a break. You see, today is National Men Make Dinner Day, celebrated every year on the first Thursday in November. You forgot about that, didn't you? Well, it was created in 2001 with the idea that most men don't know their way around the kitchen and aren't familiar with cooking. So it's a chance for them to learn and give their spouse or girlfriend a break. Now, there's a few rules to follow, like men have to go shopping for all the ingredients and clean up as they go. Men are also encouraged to share recipes at menmakedinnerday.com and on social media using the hashtag MenMakeDinnerDay. I'm Ron Taylor.
For USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:06, time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. 66 degrees, overcast skies, calm winds, 10% chance of precipitation. Today is Friday, October 6, 2015. Mostly cloudy today. Near record high temperatures, though. A high near 75. Wind south-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. A few clouds and areas of patchy fog for tonight. Low 55. Winds west-southwest at 5 to 10. Cloudy skies and a high of 63 tomorrow. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 as well. Sunday the 8th, a mainly sunny sky, 58. Sunny and 60 on Monday. Partly cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower. And a high of 62 on Tuesday. And Wednesday the 11th, sun and a few passing clouds, 67. Isn't it amazing? I can remember snowstorms in Thanksgiving, and here we are in spring weather. I am not complaining. Not complaining, Mother Nature. 67 in White House. 67 in Reddington. 64 at the County Complex. 67 in Alexandria. 65 up in Phillipsburg. 67 down in East Amwell, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C, you're coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse. The Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about in your day. Going to work, going to school, earning your earns. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over there. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Actually, I should have been playing this theme song during the expo, because that's how crazy it was. Why? Well, you know, it's funny how you associate a piece of music with a certain character or experience. Well, if anybody recalls the Benny Hill show, this song was part of that skit, some skit in there every week. And so the rushing around of like putting together an expo or taking apart an expo seems to coincide with that. Well, we're really playing it for because today is saxophone day. So I got a couple of cuts from some great saxophone artists, and we'll be playing those throughout some of the show. Lots of other things to do. It is 10 after 8, though. So first things first, I got to get you traffic. All right, we got all that taken care of. Let's go and check out the traffic report and see what's going on with our Hunterdon County roads. I had HRTTMA.com. I use them all the time. And they were over there at the expo. So that was kind of cool. I didn't get a chance to speak with them, though. I've spoken to some of the folks over at the expo as well. And it's pretty cool to talk with them. And it looks like my music is giving me grief. So let's just get right over to the expo. To the HERTTMA.com alerts and get you that information rather than waiting for my cool music to show up. And the good news is I don't have anything right now, so everything's quiet out there. Why don't you do me a favor, though, and we're going to have patchy fog throughout the next couple of days, especially because we are experiencing the warm temperatures. So when you hit fog, you need to do this. You need to make sure that you are, in fact, driving with low beams. And there's my music. Got it. And driving with low beams and making sure you're driving a little further behind the car in front of you. Aside from that, I don't have any traffic report right now. There is nothing out there. HERTTMA.com gives me my alerts. Register with them. You can get them on email, on your smartphone, or you can follow them on Twitter. And then send them through quick text. That's Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. So what is going on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have Alan Liddell coming on over here from Raritan Valley Community College. Alan brings us all the information about the theater over there at Raritan Valley. Did you know that that the RVCC has a theater and has a complete season of events? Well, you're going to be surprised, because Alan's going to bring not only the story behind it all, but also the current season, which just started. So learn about how he gets the acts here, or learn about some of his best acts that he's ever had, and learn about the latest season, so you can sign up for and get tickets for whatever you're looking for. Lots of good stuff over there at Raritan Valley Community College. At 10 o'clock, it's Susan Lax, Hands Across Hunterdon. Susan Lax is part of Hunterdon Helpline, who had a booth over there right across the room from me in the expo. Hunterdon Helpline has their finger on the pulse of all the organizations and service organizations to help you with anything that you might be experiencing in terms of a challenge. So give Susan Lax a listen from 10 to 11 to learn about all those service providers. Also learn about the volunteers, the great volunteers that help. And Susan will also give you all the information about how to get in touch with them. All About Animals with Kathy Sauer is on at lunchtime. Kathy helps us understand how to take care of our equines and our canines and all the things that take place there. Patrick, Gregory, and Steve did a show with me yesterday over at the expo. They did a whole hour nonstop, although they were distracted by the Jersey Mike subs. They're going to come back on today, 1 to 2, with their normal show hour, and talk about everything that has to do with fixing up your home. Living Consciously with Mr. Bob Burns is on from 2 to 3. I had the pleasure of meeting Bob about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He is a fascinating individual. He's got a great philosophy on life and how to conduct oneself, and he wants you to live consciously as he helps you understand all the interaction throughout the world, reality, and the like. It's the Law with Pat Smits is on from 4 to 5. Pat brings us information about legal issues in New Jersey, and then she's joined by the sports guys. Pat Smits, Bill Wolfson, and John Manfreda and guests come on and debate the national sports. I'm sure they'll do a wrap-up of the Kansas City Royals World Championship. They'll talk about the NFL season. We're halfway through. And Pat's got to eat some crow because look like the Packers got their head handed to them by the Denver Broncos last week. So, but Bill Wolfson and John Manfreda can still debate as to who is the best of the worst over there in the NFC East between the Eagles and the Giants. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter and Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back. Good morning, Hunter, and HuntingChamberRadio.com. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
It's Friday. Stan Getz helping me with BrownieLocks.com. Celebrations and observances for the week and the day. Let's see what we got. National Fig Week finishes up tomorrow. National Patient Accessibility Week finishes up tomorrow. World Communication Day Week finishes up tomorrow. National Farm Toy Show Days finishes up today. Sherlock Holmes Weekend finishes up today. It's not a weekend, though. That's kind of weird, isn't it? Drowsy Driving Prevention Week. With the change of the clocks, something that happens to a lot of us. National Animal Shelter Appreciation Week. Dear Santa Letter Week starts tomorrow. Look out, Mom and Dad. Give Wildlife a Break Week. National Young Readers Week. All start on the 7th. It is International Day of Preventing the Exploitation of the Environment in War and Armed Conflict. It's National Medical Science Liaison Awareness and Appreciation Day. It's World Nachos Day. It's Domino Day. It's Love Your Lawyer Day. We got three lawyers. We're going to argue sports at 5 o'clock. Gotta love that. And it's Saxophone Day. Celebrations and observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Oh, vitamin C. Oh, man. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and it is reported by Emily Cummins of NJ.com on the 4th, and this might not put a smile on everybody's face, but it puts a smile on my face, and this is, I'll explain why in a minute. The article title is Perfect Storm, Write-In Beats New Jersey Mayor by 51 Votes. So it happened in Frenchtown. Write-in candidates are typically doomed from the start. Experts say they are generally novices who start late in the game and build up a core following of family, friends, and neighbors and can summon up a few dozen votes. Write-in candidates are very common, but their performance is almost universally a novelty, said Ramapo College of New Jersey political science professor Jeremy Teagan. But Republican Brad Meyer, who defeated incumbent Democrat Warren Cooper in the 2015 Frenchtown mayoral race, is not new to politics. He has worked as Assemblyman Eric Peterson's chief of staff, as Congressman Leonard Lance's manager of community relations, and before that he served on the Frenchtown Borough Council from 2009 to 2014. His time on the council included a stint as council president. Had he been a political amateur, he would have been doomed to usually destiny of write-in candidates, Teagan said. Instead, Meyer has been able to mobilize his deep community support with a door-to-door campaign, social media support from local Republicans and party officials in the county. So, he says, I'm looking forward to the job, Meyer said to Thursday. I'm very humbled and very excited about the opportunity, and I appreciate the people of Frenchtown giving me their support. Meyer said he left the council to pursue an investment property outside of the borough, and when he returned to Frenchtown, he intended on running. But he was barred from the primary election because he had not lived in the borough for a full year without following his return. Then in September, Meyer started putting out feelers and examining if he could really put all the pieces together. In October, he launched his write-in campaign, and 1 month later, he beat Cooper by just 51 votes. Meyer received 236, while 185 voted for Cooper. What we have here is a confluence of a few things, Teagan said. You have a previously elected official, a small electorate with a low turnout election. To have a successful write-in campaign, it requires a perfect storm of those conditions because it's very difficult to mobilize a bigger community. Of the 973 registered voters in the borough, 462, only 47% showed up to the polls. And all Teagan said, these instances are rare nationwide. New Jersey has many small municipalities that can create these conditions. Oceanport write-in candidate John J. Coffey also defeated Mayor Michael Mahan on Tuesday by 228 votes. Conceding on Facebook, Cooper wrote, good morning, Frenchtown, to all of you who supported me yesterday and for the past 4 years. I am deeply grateful. Thank you. In a later post, he congratulated Meyer and wished him well. Warren and I ran a very civil campaign, and we get along personally, Meyer said. Ahead of joining the council in January, Meyer said he's ready to tackle big issues in Frenchtown and wants to get to work on the budget, shared service agreements, grant funding for infrastructure improvements, and fixing the sewer debt repayment structure. We've got to find a way to ease some of the burden somehow, he said. Cooper was not immediately available for additional comment. The reason I smile about this is because this is exactly what Teagan just said. The fact that everybody comes, only a few come out, gives the opportunity for the unusual, the abnormal to happen, and for the underdog to defeat the incumbent. And so this is the reason those who supported Cooper, that you have what you have. This is also the reason for those who are adulated at supporting Mr. Meyer, and now you have what you have. And if anybody wants to change the world of politics, you're going to have to change the way we vote. And that's going to have to take a lot of work. Very interesting, enjoyable, and hey, it happened here in Hunterdon County in Oceanport, and that's why that is vitamin C for today. It's time for some celebrity birthdays for November 6th, 2015. The old disc jockey almanac says, hero Phineas Tiffin is 18 from Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Emma Stone, The Help, is 27. Switched at Birth, Katie Leclerc, 29. The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1, Patina Miller, is 31. Captain America, The First Avenger, Luke Allen Gale, is 31. Pitch Perfect, Adam Devine, is 32. Vampire Killers, Vera Filatova, is 33. Former NBA forward, Lamar Odom, is 36. 8 Mile, Taryn Manning, is 37. Waking Life, Wiley Wiggins, 39. Actress in JAG, Zoe McClellan, is 41. Film producer, Sherlock Holmes, Susan Downey, 42. At Sherlock Holmes Weekend. The Pursuit of Happiness, Thandi Newton, is 43. Rebecca Rumingen is 43 from X2 X-Men. Gattaca and Before Sunset, Ethan Hawke, is 45. Gossip Girl, Kelly Rutherford, 47. General Hospital, The Monster Squad, Lisa Fuller, is 49. Producer, director of Stargate SG-1, Peter DeLuise, 49. The Great Gatsby, Vince Colosimo, is 49. Lance Kerwin, 55. James at 15. the Mexican, Michael Services, Cerveris, is 55. Lori Singer is 58 from Footloose. Television news reporter Maria Shriver is 60. Television personality from the Cryer Report, Catherine Cryer is 61. Film director of Tremors, Ron Underwood, is 62. Nigel Havers is 66 from Chariots of Fire. Trumpeter Arturo Sandoval is 66. Eagles solo singer Glenn Fry is 67. Congo Carolyn Seymour is 68. 69th birthday of Sally Field. Yeah, my favorite nun, right? Singer of Nikki Hokey, and that's PJ Proby is 77. Letterman singer, Going Out of My Head. Jim Pike is 77. Country music singer, Waterloo Stonewall Jackson is 83. And actress in Nebraska and About Schmidt, June Squibb, 86 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday's celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntchamber.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right. It's time to get Ms. Michelle Heide on the line to talk about the investment market update. Good morning, Hunter and HuntChamber.com. It's time for Michelle Heide to take it to the limit. She's on. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing great. Feels like it's summertime.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Maybe I'll play that. It's a saxophone day, and I think I have I got somebody who can play that on a saxophone somewhere on here.
But, oh, very cool.
So we've missed each other the last couple of days, and you're busy and I'm busy, but we talk about the markets. So what have we got going on? It's the first week of November.
First week of November, and so far the markets have been relatively benign, especially after coming off of such a spectacular October,
yep.
Which ended up not being quite so spooktacular. But really, a lot of this week, everyone is on edge because actually, as we speak, and I'm not on the computer. The jobs report is coming out. And so depending upon how the jobs numbers look will perhaps lead some direction in terms of is the Fed going to raise rates or not raise rates in December. That still continues to be the ongoing saga and the big question of the day, the question of the month, the question of the past couple of years.
Wow.
The economists that were polled are expecting somewhere around 180,000 new jobs in October, with unemployment holding at September's 5.1% rate. So basically, analysts were saying that anything above 150,000 would be positive for the economy and support the case for a rate raise as soon as December.
Mm-hmm.
But they also want to keep an eye, obviously, on things like participation rate, any revisions to prior months, and then the changes in the hourly raises for any signs of inflation and tightening in the labor market.
Yep.
All eyes are on that, again, in terms of providing some indication so everyone can continue to place their bets as far as is it going to happen in December or not. And then other information today, we have a couple of Fed presidents going out doing some speaking, which, as we've talked about before, is always interesting because, you know,
I'm breaking in here because I got the payrolls. Okay. Added 271,000 jobs in October. Strong hiring drove unemployment to 5%.
Wow.
So what does that mean? That means that Yellen Yellen's thinking rate hike in December now?
Well, that's what people are going to think.
Yeah.
Whether or not that's going to be the case, it's still a big question. But, wow, you said 270,000?
271,000 jobs.
Wow. Wow, the figures blew past the expectations. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, that's the headline.
All right.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry I interrupted you, but I knew you were excited about it. So.
Yeah, no, I'm not in front of the computer, so I'm glad that you were able to pull that data up. So.
Okay.
Before the data came out, the futures were slightly higher, so I'm not sure what that's doing to them at this point.
Wow, you want me to do that too, huh?
Yeah,
I don't know, Michelle. I what do I have you for? No, I'm just kidding.
I know, exactly.
Good grief. Let's see what the futures, S&P is at 1,
okay.
1.5. Yeah, not moving them very much.
Okay.
So that Dow's up 4.
Okay, yeah. So, actually didn't really do too much for that. All right. So we'll see where investor psychology takes us based upon those figures.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the continued speculation as far as what's going to happen next. And we're pretty much wrapping up earnings season. There are a couple more companies reporting today, but for the most part, we've gotten through third quarter's earnings season.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the expectations weren't super duper high.
Right.
But for the most part, there weren't any major surprises or anything. Over in Europe, we actually had Allianz, the insurance company, coming out and stating that they had a larger than expected 15% decline in net profits. So their stock is trading about 1.5-2% lower in trading today.
Mm-hmm.
And in overnight trading, we had both China and Japan higher ahead of the U.S. jobs market figures. It's interesting because when you look again, you know, when you look at the headlines, you're getting, you know, some of the folks that are the talking heads out on the media networks, you know, you have about half saying, you know, this is why you need to be, you know, increasing your stock positions now. And then you have the other half that are like, oh, I would, you know, continue to stay put and not rush to make any big decisions. So.
Yeah. And it creates paralysis by analysis, right?
It does. It does.
Hmm.
So.
There's an article here by MarketWatch that says, and this is where things get ugly in the political world.
Right.
It says, for every job created, companies spent $296,000 on stock buybacks.
Wow.
So, you know, this is the Republican versus Democrat philosophical debate. Because the world of quote-unquote Wall Street it says from the Republican side that if we make our companies stronger, that they will invest and they'll trickle down. And so then you have an article like this, and again, it's a headline, so you got to dig into the dirt here.
Yeah.
That's basically saying that the companies are worrying more about the shareholder than they are about the economy and the employment.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's implied by that particular headline.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But then here's the other part of that that's left completely out of that debate, and that is that as the government has decided to whittle down Social Security, and as pensions have started to disappear, the middle class and the upper class who have to invest to make sure that they have a retirement fund have to count on the investments to take hold and be prosperous, or else they will not have a nest egg to fall back on.
Absolutely.
But they're not talking about that part, right? We're just talking about how the people aren't employed. So
So
in one sense, you are benefiting from that if you are investing. Now, you and I have talked about this a number of times. I don't know where that threshold is, though, as to when a person feels that they have enough money to be able to live on a day-to-day basis to be able to start making that investment. And and Joe and other financial people that I've talked to outside and also in the radio say that you have to do at least a little bit, right? Like $50 a month or something like that?
Absolutely. I mean, the younger you are when you start, and no matter, you know, even if you don't feel like you can do anything, at least starting somewhere through the power of compounding and, you know, those systematic investments over the long term. And then, you know, as your pay increases, you automatically give your, you know, take part of that pay increase and automatically increase your savings, that type of thing.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, you can never do too much.
Never do too much. But if you don't start, you'll never start.
I say, if you don't start, you'll never start. Exactly, exactly. You really just have to get into that habit of paying yourself first. And as we know, you know, they all tell us that with habits, the key is just getting started, and usually it takes, 30 to 45 days for habits to really form.
Yep.
And then with the savings, once you get used to it, it becomes fun, and then, you know,
it becomes exciting because you start to see it build, and all of a sudden now you're feeling a champion of your own destiny. All right, here's the other side to this ugly story. All right, so Social Security changes will hit couples and divorced women. So, like I said, you know, now all these people have to start looking for another place to somehow survive after a certain age when they're going to stop working. And once again, another item here with Social Security now is going to pare back on those particular folks. So,
look out. Exactly. So again, the key is to have the knowledge, to be aware of all of these different changes that are taking place, and then being proactive and figuring out, you know, how they affect you or don't affect you, and then figuring out what other steps you might need to take to help cover any new gaps that may arise that you don't have control over. You know, the key is, we've always talked about, the key is you always want to be the captain of your own ship.
Yep.
You know, so even things like Social Security, you know, if you are fortunate enough to have a pension, yes, those things, you know, can be part of the equation, but you also want to make sure that you're being very proactive in the steps that you take yourself.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, Michelle, thank you very much.
All
you
right.
have a great
thank
weekend.
You.
Mild you temperatures.
Too.
Your kids are going to go out, sunbathing today? Something like that?
Exactly. Open up the pools again? I don't know.
No, well, don't get used to it. We're going back down to the low 60s, even high 50s the weekend, so watch out. Hey, it's been nice while it lasted. Let's keep it going.
Absolutely.
Great. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You too. All right, sounds good.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony are pairing up to do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a break, get my man Mike on the phone, and talk with him about movies in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and on HunterChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified